Hello, listeners. Thanks for tuning in to this first episode of 36, the ACT Prep Podcast. I'm Gabriel Bradford, and in this podcast, I'm going to be teaching you how you can do better on the ACT. In this episode, I want to walk through how you can use this podcast as a way of improving your score. So just a little bit about myself. I got a perfect score on the ACT in high school, and since then I've worked for several years as an ACT prep tutor. And my students, on average, have improved between 3 and 6 points. And they've been able to do this by following the methods that I'm going to teach you in this podcast. So this podcast is going to consist of a lot of short, specific episodes, each one dedicated to a particular aspect of the ACT, whether that be content or whether that be a specific strategy. And I want you to use this podcast as you need to. Everyone's different, so everyone has different areas they need to focus on. I want you to focus on the sections you need to improve and work on the specific areas that'll help you improve your score. So there's two ways I would suggest using this podcast. If you're a first timer, if you haven't done much ACT prep before, I would recommend just starting at the beginning and listening through all the sections. If you've already had some ACT prep practice, or if you've already listened to the whole podcast, I would suggest then picking and choosing certain episodes. For example, if you take the ACT and you realize your reading score is a lot lower than it needs to be, then I would focus on the episodes that cover reading strategies and focus your practice on those. So this podcast is designed to be usable in a variety of different ways so that you can pick and choose how you spend your time and what you focus on. But before you get into any of that ACT prep, I think it's very important to have a goal. So before even beginning to study for the ACT, I want you, if you haven't already done this, I want you to research the colleges you want to apply to and figure out what ACT score you need to be a competitive student. So you should have an ACT score that's at least at the 50th percentile. If you want a higher chance, shoot for a 75th percentile ACT score and make that your goal score. So if you research some college and you find out you need a 29 to be in the 75th percentile and you're at a 25, you know that you need to improve 4 points. And so that'll dictate how much you work. Obviously, the more points you want to improve, the more work you're going to need to do. So this goal is going to be really important to determine how much you actually need to practice and how much you're willing to put in over the few months that you do your ACT prep. So once you have that goal in hand, it's time to start using this podcast and to start studying. So a super important part of studying for the ACT is going to be the practice. Besides hearing these lectures I'll be given, these lessons, I really need you to practice if you're going to improve your score. And that practice should always be timed. So you should always be doing timed practice problems, like doing short passages of English or reading, and then increasing that to doing longer entire sections. Do the practice timed, and make sure after you do a timed practice section that you review any missed problems, that you make sure you understand why you missed those problems and how you can avoid that mistake in the future. And then after you've done a few practices, you'll have a good idea of what you need to work on to improve, so focus on that. For example, on the English section, there's a lot of comma questions. If you find that you're consistently missing questions about commas, make sure to practice those more than other problems. You want to identify your areas of weakness and practice those. That's the best way to improve your score in a quick amount of time. So you want to make sure you have a goal for an overall score. And I just outlined a few ways you can study, but I want you to also set a study goal. So just to give you an idea of what this might be, most of the students I've worked with for at least 2 months from start of tutoring to when they actually took the ACT. And I found that even doing 15 minutes a day for 2 months is usually enough for a person to raise their score by 3 points. So even just 15 minutes a day, 5 days a week for 2 months is enough to get your score up 3 points. Now I want you to set a practice goal for yourself that you can maintain for at least 2 months that you think will help you get the goal score you need. If you need to go up 7 points, you're going to need to put in quite a bit of work. But if you only want to improve by 2 points, your goal can be a little bit less. And also make sure your study goal is reasonable for you. So if your study goal is practice 10 minutes a day and you can do that and you can maintain that for 2 months, then stick with that. If you can do an hour a day, then do that as well. It really just depends on your specific circumstances and how much time you have to prepare for this test. But in general, the more you practice, the quicker your score will improve. So I want you, besides having your overall score goal, I want you to make sure you set a study goal right after listening to this episode. Sit down and just think, I'm going to do 15 minutes a day for 2 months or whatever you pick, but just make sure it's something you can maintain over the course of at least 2 months, because that's when you start to see the actual improvement, is when you practice consistently for an extended period of time. So once you have these goals set, you're ready to start practicing. You're ready to actually jump into listening to the podcast and beginning to practice on your own at home. So I just want to end this episode by introducing you to the blog, which will have all the links and useful information posted. So in the episode notes, there's a short link. So type that into your computer and you'll find the 36 Prep Podcast blog. On the blog, there's notes for each of the episodes, which will have the links to the materials that I look at as I teach this. And there will also be some other useful practice materials links as well. So the idea is that you listen to this podcast while at your computer so that you can follow along as I walk through this material. It'll help you a lot more to actually be looking at the problems I'm looking at and looking at the examples that I'm looking at as you listen to this podcast. So I want you to make this blog a part of your listening to this podcast. One last thing. I do have an email set up that's linked to this podcast. It's 36actpodcast@gmail.com. If you have questions or suggestions for things that I could cover in further episodes, let me know, and I will be releasing those episodes at some point in the future. But I would love the feedback, and I'd love to hear how this podcast is helping you and what I could do to improve it. So let me know at 36actpodcast@gmail.com. Thanks, and I'll see you on the next episode.